Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How do you find it? No updates on continued questions about Deshaun Watson.
Today it seemed weird. Did he deviate from his normal answer? He
never
gives the same answer.
No, it's pretty much the same answer. He didn't add he's working hard.
He's working hard in the
and doing all he can to get back.
Yeah,
that was left out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If they need another quarterback and he's even close, someone's got to explain this to me because I hear a lot of people go, well, they don't want to play because of the insurance money. But if a doctor says he's healthy, fill in the blanks. Tell me an insurance company that wants to pay insurance on anything. On anything. That's true. On anything, especially someone who should be healthy. If he's healthy, according to doctors. Now, one side may say he's healthy. The other side may not say he's healthy. I understand both of that. I think there is a regularly allotted slot of time for due injury. I understand that too, which is not excessive and is reasonable to believe it would take for him to return to action. But if I'm the insurance company and my doctors are in there telling me he's healthy, I don't know how he can stay on the injured reserve and you expect the insurance company to pay for it. Just saying.
Kevin played it real conservative when it came to long-term quarterback stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't giving
anything. It would appear that things are just, if Dylan's able to play this week, he will start against the Raiders, and if he's not, Shadur will start. And Mary Kay, who will join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock, tried to see if Kevin would take it further past the Raiders game, and Kevin did not.
No, there's no way.
No.
Deshaun could be back by then.
Well, you never know. I wonder... I would love to know what the coaches think about the way that Dylan has played. You know what I mean? I mean, really about the way he's played.
They probably think he's played like a rookie.
You think?
Yeah, I think he's played like a rookie too. Don't you? I don't expect a lot of wins, and you're looking for little victories every game.
You know, Andy, I hate to look at it this way, but because it is factual. But the playing like a rookie, I'm getting tired of. And it's not that you said it, because I think you're probably right, but it's this. Go make some plays. You know, I know you're a rookie. If you're Dylan, you also played 6 years of college football, and you've had a number of games, still not a big sample size. But go make some plays. Shadur's minuscule sample size. But I would hope that if he is able to play against the Raiders, he goes and makes some plays and starts to make a case for himself that he should be the guy getting most of the snaps right now.
Okay.
I truly wouldn't mind something that you have said. Play them both.
I don't. They have two wins.
You're 2-8.
They have two wins. That's like we're sitting here arguing about this, right? About quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ack and Chitty, what did we actually see yesterday? And the reality is this team has two wins.
Yep.
And we all know it really, in some way, losing is winning in the NFL when you only have two wins. We've gone down this road plenty of times. So why not see everything you possibly want to see this year? And if you stumble along the way and pick up a victory, so be it. I didn't have great, I didn't have great hope that the offense was going to be able to hang on to its, 10-point lead at one point. They had a 10-point lead yesterday. They let that slip away. But I didn't
Which isn't a ton in the NFL, but still.
It is for the Browns.
Well, you thought you had a chance there.
So, I didn't have great faith in the fact that they were going to win. And let's face it, the storyline has nothing to do with the score right now. The storyline was you finally had an opportunity to see somebody play quarterback. That's what it is. They only have two wins, but Jeff, let's see everything. I mean, Floria, come on. Come out and play.
Tracy is in North Ridgeville. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Hey, Trace. Tracy.
Tracy was there. Not anymore. Todd's in Ward 1. Hey, Todd.
Todd.
Yes. Jeff, Andy. So they're going to have to lose one more division game for me to give up. Don't say prepare yourself to see them lose one more division game. If you guys could separate yourselves from your emotions as I have now done, do you feel that you at least saw a really good football game this Sunday?
I enjoyed the game. It was very entertaining.
If I like Browns defense, I saw a good football game. I didn't see a very good offense from us. I mean, across the board. But it did come down to the wire, so I can accept that. It was entertaining.
Do you believe, as I do, that Shador now, and I talked about this on the air yesterday.
On your show? Now, I heard it on the Todd and Ward 1 show. It was awesome. Keep going.
Todd's an integral part of the postgame show.
Oh, okay.
In fact, if he calls soon enough, he's often the first caller in the show.
Well done, Todd. Well done.
Sarcasm. Smart ass.
No, it's true.
No, he's actually being sarcastic.
I'm being honest. Andy's being the wise guy.
No, the well done part was sincere.
So I think the Shador had the best thing to happen to Shador yesterday was he now has video of what his actual quality of play is in real time against major competition, division competition, and with the stress of a losing record. Do you believe Shador has enough information now to really know what level of quarterback he is?
No.
Not yet.
That sample size is teeny. You have two quarters. I think it could be, still, the sky's the limit. I mean, let's see what happens. I'm not putting any restrictions on it, nor am I saying that, what we saw yesterday should be the end-all, be-all. I saw a guy that was... hasn't had a lot of time with the first team that had the opportunity to give them a chance at the end of the game. That's all I asked for.
In exit, I was able to see more clearly this morning, and I saw that pass to Bond that I asked you about on air yesterday, Jeff.
Yeah, that was not a good pass, right?
It looked like he threw it away. It looked like he completely threw it away. A 6'10" man couldn't have caught that ball. All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you very much.
You are a friend of the show. I wasn't trying to be sarcastic with you, although I was.
That was, I think, more than the pass to Leverton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the pass to Bond was the one that got away.
The third and five.
Isaiah had space.
Oh, he did. But you know what? They both did on that play. Go back and watch, because Leverton was like probably a yard and a half behind. And he had space.
Matt's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey guys. I just wanted to get my 2 cents in after watching that game. And I apologize if I'm repeating something you've heard. I was at work earlier today.
Go ahead.
But
stop making a living.
Okay, I'll stop that. But here's the thing. So I watched the game. I watched whatever that was in the second half. Then I listened to the press conference, and I couldn't tell if that quarterback just went 4-for-16 with a pick and a fumble, or if he'd won the Academy Award. I have no idea. And the questions that the media was asking him, I thought they were going to go up and ask for his autograph.
As a member of the media that was in that crowd, what you didn't see was a very young man that was standing at the podium for the very first time that played in his very first NFL game. That is reality. Yeah. And if I didn't hear people asking, I mean, there is a, I'm just trying to think, I didn't think that, and I was in the room. So, and I don't think people were asking him, they wanted to know what he thought. And you know what? In some ways, he was torn. He said, and if you listened, he was torn because of the fact that the starting quarterback got hurt. And that's not really the way he wanted to go in. But the guys, he's a positive kid. And if that's the way you want to take it, I think you're not taking it the right way. And I think you should go back and watch the press conference.
I get that. That's your opinion. But the fact of the matter,
that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Okay, that was yours, and that's your opinion how it went down. So some of us may have heard it differently. I'm saying that was my perspective. You've also heard
he didn't. But here's my problem, Matt. You said he got up there and won an Academy Award. No, he didn't. He was himself.
That's the way it sounded. Okay. It didn't sound like he would. Look. My point is we've heard so much about this, and it's just like a celebrity. It's like the call to celebrity with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you had a rookie quarterback go in there and go 4-for-16, and all I've heard and all I've seen from the media is, well, you didn't get first-team reps. Well, they don't get. The second quarterback doesn't get first-team reps.
Matt, do you want me to read you the list? I'm going to read you the list. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to go through the entire AFC, and you tell me a backup quarterback that has had time in the league, that hasn't. Every one of them in the AFC has had the opportunity to drive a first-team offense at some point, with the exception, I think, of Riley Leonard. That's it. Every team in the AFC, the kid hasn't played quarterback in a year. I'm not sitting here making excuses, nor do I think he's the end-all be-all for quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns. But I'm not going to rip him apart for playing in two quarters and actually giving the team the opportunity to tie the game or win the game in the end. And he didn't go up there to try to win an Academy Award. Go back and listen to any of his press conferences in the history of his career. That's who the kid is. That's who he is. He needs experience. And there's a reason why NFL teams passed on the draft. That's the reality. And if the Browns would have just come out, I'll go right back to the beginning of the show on this. And, you know, we talked about it, and there was a report in The Athletic today. Jason Lloyd said the Browns had planned on redshirting him this year unless there was a catastrophe. Guess what? That's where they're at right now. Okay, if the Browns would have just come out in the beginning of the season and said, we're redshirting him, I would have a ton more respect for everything that's going on right now, because I would have had zero expectations for him to be able to get on the field. Thank you.
Although I've never heard an NFL team say that, except in a situation, say, where Aaron Rodgers is backing up Brett Favre or Jordan Love is backing up Aaron Rodgers.
So I wouldn't have believed it when I knew they had two. I would have believed it more, I'm sorry, I should say, because they had two veteran quarterbacks on the team. They had to. When they decided to walk away from the two veteran quarterbacks, they put themselves in this position. Two rookies to guide you on any given Sunday, just like yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.